What is up, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Apple, Spotify, and everyone tuned in on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app? Welcome in to another edition of Bucky and BK live on Texas Sports Unfiltered and on the free TSU app. Today is Thursday, December 18th, 2025, and the Buck and I are with you for the next 2 hours. On today's show, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will join us at 8:40. We'll talk about the first round of the college football playoff and preview some of the other big bowl games coming up. A new era in Miami. Quinn Ewers taking over for Tua Tagovailoa. We'll talk about that. Another draft declaration out of the University of Texas. Another college football coach fired for cause. We've got Doug Gottlieb stepping down from his radio job. The biggest home sale in the state of Texas this year. Plenty to dive into in the world of sports and beyond on a Buck Off Thursday edition of the show. We'll take your Buck Ons and Buck Offs as well. Appreciate y'all starting your mornings with us. Buck on to you, my man. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. It is the sun will shine today, I do believe. I think we'll have some sunshine today because, boy, has it been gloomy over the last 2 days, drizzly and just kind of nasty, you know? I'm not going to say it's been cold, but it's been cool. And it looks like we'll see the sun today. That sun's going to be out here around for a while with us, too. You know, through next week into Christmas, like 75 degrees on Christmas. That's okay with me. It's not warm enough. It could be 85. It'd be like that. I'd like that even. So it's a good day. It's a good day. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good lead into some of these playoff games, some bowl games coming up now. I may even start getting into basketball a little bit.
There you go.
But I did see one of my fabulous Westerns that I don't think I've ever seen the end of. I watched The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance with Jimmy Stewart, John Wayne, Lee Marvin. I don't know how I don't know how it ends. I don't know how it ends. I know I've seen it, but got to find out who shot Liberty Valance. Now, my wife was telling me, but I've never seen the end of the movie, I don't believe. For some reason, I've gotten to parts of it and then just got disinterested, or it must have been late. But it's one of my Cowboys classics. That's when John Wayne was calling Jimmy Stewart Pilgrim, that's where that, okay, Pilgrim. I mean, that's, Jimmy Stewart was a lawyer coming out to the West, and John Wayne was just John Wayne.
So you didn't watch the end of the movie yesterday, or you did?
No. I didn't. It was going on 9 o'clock. And, you know, for me, that's the bell starts to ring then. You know, I get tired early. I'm not like you. I'm not traveling all over Austin like a damn truck driver.
All right.
That'll make you tired.
Yeah. I was doing a lot yesterday. I stopped at 2 different truck stops. One of them, I got a shower, and one of them, I got some meth from a lot lizard.
Nice.
I had the full trucking experience yesterday, just not in a truck. So yeah, no Westerns were consumed by me yesterday. I don't know how you like a movie so much and you don't take the time to sit and watch the end of it. How does that work?
Now, these are those things that I need to know from the kids. How do I stop the movie at a certain point when I can come back the next day and finish it? Can you do that? Can I do that on Fubo?
I think you can record, can't you? You got to know that.
Dude, no, how do I have that? How do I do these things?
You hit record. That's how you do that.
Just like that, huh?
Yeah, there's should be a button on your remote or something on Fubo that says record this show, and then you could go back and watch it. I know you had that with YouTube TV. I feel like you do with Fubo as well. I'm just not as familiar with it.
Yeah, I got to see that. I got to see it in that movie. There's some great acting in there. Jimmy Stewart is awesome in it.
It doesn't sound like you like it that much if you won't actually sit down and watch it.
Hey, you know what's important is my sleep.
Yeah, well, how old is that movie?
Oh, it's old as shit, man.
Yeah, you've had a lot of years to actually sit down and watch the whole thing.
I'm going to get my lovely wife to do that for me today. Find that movie, dial it up, and I'm going to watch the whole thing from the beginning, too. I'm going to start all over again.
Did you figure out Fubo on your phone yet?
No, you're supposed to help me with that.
I thought you downloaded it.
No, Monday. You're going to help me Monday.
I'm going to help you Monday. You got to make sure you know your username and password. I can't help you with that. I think that's your holdup.
Yes, my wife has all that.
Okay. Well, unless she comes to Sue Patrick on Monday, then I'm not going to be able to help you with that.
I will get it from her. She likes to keep all the belongings for sure. Good morning to soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We do appreciate what you do. We appreciate your family sharing you with all of us. And as BK's out there running around, for you folks too in the military, be careful out there. I know you may not have been around here lately, but people drive crazy around this place. Hey, by the way, they drive crazy everywhere. Everybody's a NASCAR driver this time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Or an Amazon deliverer.
Yeah. Especially yesterday with the rain, people are driving like maniacs out there. But yeah, be safe, be smart, and happy holidays. We're 1 week till Christmas, Buck.
I know. I don't know how they pick up the pace when it's raining here. This is the time to slow down. But drivers around here seem when it's rained like it's as dry as can be. They get up on you and they're going fast.
You're the problem. Thank you very much. You've just admitted it. When I say they're driving like maniacs, I mean, they're driving 30 below the speed limit just because it's drizzling outside.
Oh, no,
that's going to cause more problems than actually driving fast.
I'm okay. I'm okay in the rain. I don't cruise along. I get going. You know, I got the benzo. So I feel good with the kind of four-wheel drive, and it's good. It feels good. It's just I'm just saying that, but people come zipping by you and they get right on your bumper. Like it's, you know, they're trying to draft me. I'm like, I'm going fast enough, dude.
Shake and bake, Buck.
What if an old lady walks across the street
on the highway?
Well, anywhere. I got to make a move.
If old lady walks across the highway, then she gets what's coming to her.
No, we got to avoid the old lady and kids.
On the highway.
Old man, teenager walks across the highway, dead, gone.
Oh, man. Yeah, don't be walking across the highway. That feels like you're digging your own grave if you're doing that.
Yeah, we got enough people around here to try to cross I-35 thinking they can make it.
Yeah, we don't need that. We'll be doing that, everybody. Be safe out there. Mm-hmm. 1 week till Christmas, and golly, I wish Texas was in the playoff because we wouldn't be talking about Westerns and traffic if they were.
That's true.
We still got to wait 13 days before the Texas Longhorns play another game. Of course, the college football playoff does start tomorrow. We'll spend some time today previewing the weekend. We'll also spend a lot of time tomorrow talking about those four first-round games. But, Buck, how about this? You know, it's funny. We talked about this at the end of our show yesterday, the possibility of the Miami Dolphins moving off of Tua Tagovailoa, who had a horrible game on Monday night against Pittsburgh, and the Dolphins lost, which officially eliminated them from playoff contention. We were wondering, and I was kind of suggesting the possibility of Quinn Ewers taking over as Dolphins quarterback for the final three games. Within 1 hour after we got off the show, Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, for now, announced that Quinn Ewers is, in fact, going to be Miami's starting quarterback for at least this Sunday's game against Cincinnati. So the lifetime Longhorn will make his first career NFL start this weekend.
Yeah, and that's good. I don't know where Miami goes after that, and who cares? You know, Tua... they owe him lots and lots of money. I know that.
Yeah.
They'd have to have a trade, but I mean, who wants that dude?
I don't know. I don't think anyone wants that dude in a trade because his contract is so big. I think the Dolphins are probably going to have to cut Tua and just eat a bunch of dead money, which
the dead money is $99 million, some weird number, isn't it?
Right.
They owe him $56 million.
Look, it's possible to be in a situation like that and turn things around relatively quickly. Now, it's not easy, but the best example I can give is what's going on in Denver right now. I mean, they owed Russell Wilson a ton of money. Now, Sean Payton took over. Russell Wilson was his quarterback. That first year was a disaster, and they're like, we don't care what it takes. We need you gone. And they paid him a crap ton to leave. And obviously, they ended up drafting Bo Nix, and here they are in year two of Bo Nix, and they've got the best record in the NFL right now. So it's possible maybe Miami does the same thing where they're like, yeah, we're going to owe you a lot of money. whether it's a trade or a cut, but we know you're not the guy, so there is no point in paying you to stick around. We'd rather pay you to leave.
Yeah, I mean, every game for them is not played in Miami and in hot weather. They got to go to some cold weather games, and this dude is 0-for for his career.
Yeah.
40 degrees or below. And it gets a lot colder in Pittsburgh and places like that than just 40 degrees. You know, New England, New York. I mean, he plays in places that the guy's 0-for. I mean, the record is right there in everybody's face. They see that. They understand that. You know, and he's turning into Tua interceptor now all of a sudden. I mean, when he throws an interception, he throws it directly to the guy. It looks like he's point shaving.
Right.
Guys don't have to make difficult interceptions with him.
I think he leads the NFL in interceptions this year.
He's got like 15 or something like that.
I think it's 14, but either way, it's more than you would like. And yeah, I think this was a pretty easy decision for Mike McDaniel to make. And
he doesn't have many left in him.
Right, right. Yeah, I think Quinn Ewers is kind of his last chance, right? If Quinn Ewers looks really good down the stretch, then maybe Miami's like, okay, let's see what we've got with Mike McDaniel and Quinn Ewers together. Now, it may be too far gone for Mike that he's done regardless, but I think this is part of the decision for Mike McDaniel is just like, man, it's not going to work with Tua. It's proven that it's not going to work with Tua, so let me try something else to see if I can save my job here in these last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of high-paid quarterbacks who are – it feels like it happens every year where just high-paid quarterbacks don't work out. They end up switching teams. Obviously, the Kyler Murray situation in Arizona has been a disaster. They benched that guy midway through the season. He's making a crap ton of money, and it's a similar thing where if Arizona wants to get rid of him, they're going to have to pay a lot.
Yes.
And you wonder where he's going to go. Like, someone's going to take a chance on both of those guys because they're former first-round picks. They've got some talent. They've had moments where they've looked really good. So they'll get starting opportunities next year. But it's just musical chairs at the quarterback position in the NFL every year.
Yeah, you know, when you think of who needs a quarterback, eventually Pittsburgh's going to need one. So it's just a matter of time with Aaron Rodgers. They can keep playing that charade, but that you know, he's only a couple picks away and them being not winning a playoff game before that thing ends with him. I don't know. The Jets always need one. Who else always needs one?
Raiders need one.
Raiders need one. There's another
Browns one. Always need one.
Browns always need a quarterback. So there, but do you take chances on those guys? Or it's almost like you need to get one out of college and start all over again. That's what the Browns do. They just get the wrong one.
Yeah.
They get it wrong no matter what it is. A veteran, a rookie, they get it wrong all the time.
So just look at Baker Mayfield, right? Like, even when they get it right, it's just wrong because it's Cleveland.
Yes.
You know, like Baker Mayfield turns out he's a pretty good NFL quarterback. Cleveland obviously drafted him number one. I think he had a great rookie year. And then just because it's the Browns, he fell apart and he sucked and he just goes to a better situation. And now he's very, very good, making a lot of money. So, yeah, I mean, the Browns, they drafted two quarterbacks last year.
The Saints still need a quarterback.
Saints maybe need a quarterback. Yeah, I don't know how much of a chance they'll give Tyler Shuck. The Browns drafted two quarterbacks last year with Gabriel in the third and Shador and I think the fifth. But they're still being mocked a quarterback in a lot of these early 2026 mocks. So, yeah, I mean, it feels like there's three quarterbacks who have a shot to go in the top 10 this year with Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana, Dante Moore out of Oregon, and then Ty Simpson out of Bama. Like, those are the names that you keep seeing at the top of the draft. But there's more than three teams that need a quarterback, which is why, Tua's going to get another opportunity. I mean, hell, the Colts, I know it's midway through the season. This is a different situation. But the Colts just brought a 44-year-old out of retirement because they're so desperate for a quarterback. Teams are desperate.
Yeah, that'd be silly to say that the Colts can't be or shouldn't be looking for a quarterback. Yeah, they should. That dude gets hurt a lot. We almost forgot that guy not only sucked when he was a Giant, but he got hurt a lot too.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the thing with Daniel Jones is his injury might cause him to miss part of next season. So. Yeah. I don't think the Colts are going to draft a quarterback super high, but they might bring in just a temporary stopgap.
Absolutely. You're right about that. That's one of those Kyler Murray look at. You got to look at.
Maybe.
I mean, but what kind of pain is he going to be if he's not your starting quarterback?
I wonder. Yeah. Did they give Anthony Richardson another chance, or are they just like...
Oh, I forgot that guy, often injured guy, is still there too.
I know. And he's still under contract, so they're not paying him much because he's on his rookie deal. So maybe they just hope he's good enough. I don't know. Like... The overarching point is there's a lot of need for quarterbacks every year in this league. It's funny.
Yes, there is.
It feels like there's 10 new starting quarterbacks every season, and you're thinking, all right, like, we're good. We're set here. Obviously, the year plays out, and then we're in the exact same spot again. So, I don't know.
Yeah, guys like Kyler Murray, Tua, I don't know. They're kind of flashy, but then all of a sudden, they just fade out. The consistency just doesn't seem to be there with those guys.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
I mean, as much as I think Kyler Murray's talented, I just don't feel like that guy can lead my team. Sorry.
No, I don't either. I don't think he has it up here. I think you're dead on. And I think that's why Arizona got rid of him. Like, they were just tired of having to coddle this guy because he wasn't putting in the work that you need to put in as a franchise quarterback in the NFL.
For sure.
Like, Kyler Murray clearly went on talent alone in high school and college. We all saw it. I mean, he was undefeated, one of the best Texas high school football players ever at Allen. He was awesome. He won a Heisman Trophy at Oklahoma. Such a good athlete. He was a first-round pick in the MLB draft, too. But, hey, guess what? There's a lot of other elite athletes in the NFL.
Yes, there is.
And you can't just win on that alone. You got to do a little bit
more. In that position, you got to be pretty sharp.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be a leader, and you got to be
a total airhead. No, you can't be an airhead. He seems to be like an airhead.
You can't be hanging out at Best Buy at midnight waiting for the new Call of Duty game to come out every single November.
And that's how important that is to you. That's kind of goofy.
Yeah. And then with Tua, you talked about the cold weather stuff. You also have the concussion stuff with Tua.
Yeah, I always forget about that. Every time he goes down to the ground, I'm wondering if he's going to get up. So
right, the first graduate of the Bucky Godbolt Fall School, which
he's done, by the way, he's done quite well since then.
You're
since
right.
Since that 15th concussion,
I think this year he stayed healthy. Right?
Yeah.
Forgetting a concussion at some point, he's had some.
No, he's not been concussed in almost a year.
Yeah. So you've got the cold weather stuff, which is funny because he plays in Miami, but the teams in his division are in New England, New Jersey, and Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help, but also the concussion stuff and the interceptions. And it's just, I understand the move.
I just always worry about with Tua is, when is he going to wake up one morning and he's going to forget everything in the playbook?
Looks like he already has.
He doesn't quite know where the receivers are going to turn. So yeah. He throws it to the other guy.
Maybe it's not a playbook thing. Maybe just, his brain is so jumbled that he can't see colors correctly. And he's like, he's throwing to the other team. I don't know.
All the colors look the same to him.
Yeah. And you might call it impatience, but I think it's smart. Like, when you know that you don't have a Super Bowl winning quarterback, right, there's just no point in keeping him around and just sticking around and sticking it out and hoping and praying that it eventually gets there. You got to have a franchise guy. And now we get to see if Quinn Ewers can be a franchise guy, Buck. I mean, this is kind of an audition for him. And, you know, unlike Kyler Murray and Tua Tagovailoa, who were first-round picks, who are going to get limitless opportunities to prove their worth, Quinn, as a seventh-rounder, I don't know how many chances he's going to get. This feels like he's got to make the most of this one.
Oh, for sure. Hell, for him, if he can have a lifetime of being a backup in the NFL for 12 years, that's a pretty good life. That's pretty good living. You still played in the NFL. There'll be times when you get in there and have to lead the team. He doesn't have to be a star. He's got to just stay in the league.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. Like, I'm going like
a great living. What a nice living.
For sure.
We saw Cole McCoy make an incredible living, you know?
Yeah.
In the NFL.
Oh, my God. Cole McCoy, Chase Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's been a bunch of guys who have just been good enough to be a backup. But, hey.
But as you said, Jesus, whiz, Phillip Rivers is 44, and they're calling him up.
I know.
And dragging him out, you know, out of the old folks' home to play quarterback. That's, you know, that's a great living. It's a great living. It's a lot of work. It's not easy. Still got to get up. You still got to get hit. Somebody's still going to step on your foot. You got to make your arm so it's, you know, you have to stay in great shape. But that's okay.
you know, with the Philip Rivers situation, right? Like everyone was kind of hyper-focused on the fact that he pushed back his Hall of Fame vote 5 years because he returned to football. He also, by returning to football, gets him and all of his 10 kids and his entire family an extra 10 years of health insurance from the NFL.
Wow.
So everyone's talking about the bad stuff. Like, I bring that up to say, yeah, if you're a backup, if you last in this league for a long time, obviously get those NFL contract monies.
But if you got 100 kids.
All right. You also get those benefits. I don't think Quinn Ewers is going to have as many kids as Philip Rivers has. Maybe he does. Who knows? But like this, yeah, there are plenty of benefits to just sticking around. So I'm sure he wants to be a franchise guy. I would love to see him be a franchise guy. I know the odds of that happening are very slim. But yeah, even, you know, even if he just plays well enough down the stretch, it could keep him around for a few years as a backup.
Absolutely.
That might be good enough. Obviously, if he lights the world on fire, then you wonder if the Dolphins are going to at least give him next year. Like, hey, Tua's gone. Zach Wilson ain't it. We know that. And we don't have a high enough draft pick to get one of those three top 10 quarterbacks. So we're going to give you a shot. If you suck, great. We'll have a very high pick in 2027. If you're good, even better. We've got our guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the owners have to look at it from a financial standpoint. How do we do with this guy at quarterback? Did we sell all our season tickets? Was the stadium sold out? And in Miami, they love the Dolphins. They're going to be there no matter if they suck or not. They just want something to talk about, you know, because they know the Hurricanes aren't going to get it done for them with that head coach. So,
oh, man. Yeah, the Dolphins owner, Stephen Ross, who's a big Michigan guy, by the way.
Wow.
Like the biggest donor, I think, to Michigan athletics. So we'll see. You know, he's got other things on his mind right now. But yeah, I mean, he's far from the best owner in football, but he's willing to do whatever it takes for his team to win.
Sure he is.
Remember, they got popped a couple of years ago for meeting with Tom Brady when they weren't allowed to meet with Tom Brady. I think it cost them a first round draft pick. So he's always got something up his sleeve.
Yeah. And once again, all these things that we had heard about Sark earlier and then the I'm here forever kind of deal. See if Mike McDaniel gets fired in Miami, that name is going to come up again.
Yeah, I think it'll probably come up again. I still don't think Sark is leaving.
And if Quinn Ewers plays okay for the next couple of games, you know, that name will pop up.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like if Sark comes back to Texas for another year and has a bunch of success with Arch Manning and Texas gets back into the playoff, Steve Sarkisian would have his pick of the litter if he was interested in going to the NFL. I think right now, I don't know if Sark, I don't know if he would get any NFL offers, but I don't know if he'd want to go to the Dolphins with their quarterback situation or Tennessee with their quarterback situation. I don't know if I would leave this for that.
I mean, is Cam Ward that bad?
Hasn't been good. I mean, it's a rookie. You give him time.
I mean, that team's not that great.
I'm more concerned with that organization being bad and the quarterback being bad. Like, that is a downtrodden brand.
They're okay defensively. Offensively, they just don't have an offense, I don't believe.
I mean, they're 2-12.
Ooh.
There's nothing
really. They don't have an offense, defense, or special team.
There's not a lot with Tennessee, and their ownership is a freaking disaster, too. It is a mess. They have no idea.
Who's running the whole show there?
Well, it's the Adams. It's Amy Adams Strunk is her name. She's the descendant of Bud Adams, who obviously moved the Oilers from Houston to Tennessee. So that guy's just a hated name in this state, especially down in the Houston area. But yeah, she really has no idea what she's doing. Wow. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Sark wants to be in the NFL so bad, it'll just take it because there's only 32 of those gigs. But I think it would behoove him to come back, and I fully expect him to come back next year too at this point.
I'm just saying that name for that certain place, Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since it's come up before, if they make plans, I just don't see them bringing their head coach back again. And if they don't make the playoffs and they got like, it's getting towards a 0%, right? Or are they just done?
They're out.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why they're making this quarterback change too. Like, you know, I think some Dolphins fans were maybe hoping it would happen earlier because of the way Tua has been playing.
But they were still in it.
Yeah, they were still in it. And they weren't going to pull the plug on the starter while they still had a glimmer of hope that they could get in. But now, yeah, now they're done. And look, Quinn Ewers was third on the depth chart. He's been the emergency quarterback every Sunday. And he jumped Zach Wilson. I think part of that is because, yeah, well, we already know what Zach Wilson is in the league, right? You know he's not a franchise guy. So I think this is Miami just, all right, let's see it. Let's see it, Quinn. Are you good enough to be something in this league? Because we know Tua's not. We're giving up on him, and we've all seen Zach Wilson to this point. So Quinn has played in one game this year in relief of a struggling Tua Tagovailoa and a blowout loss the Dolphins suffered against Cleveland back in October. Quinn, 5 for 8 for 53 yards, took a couple of sacks. So, again, that's all we've got. Obviously, this will be his first career start on Sunday against Cincinnati. How about Joe Burrow and Quinn Ewers, Buck?
Just there's a name who looks like he's trying to get the hell out of Cincinnati. There's all kind, you know, that guy's getting paid an awful lot to not play, but it just seems like some of the stuff that's been said, you know, is all that, and it sounds like, oh, I didn't mean it that way, which I really did mean it that way. I think he's trying to find a way to get out of there. Now, if that guy got to the right team, look the hell out, but that's going to cost everybody.
Yeah, he's gone from Joe.
And all you got to do is just pray that he doesn't, you know, have a door slam on the back of his heel or something like that, or he's not playing pickleball with his cousin somewhere and he screws up his toe. He's that guy. He gets the weird injuries, you know what I'm saying? Like baseball players that fall off the back of trucks and things like that. Oh, I was playing with my kids and I fell down the steps. I mean, he seems like that's the kind of injury he gets, you know?
What do you have, turf toe this year, which caused him to miss a bunch of games? Yeah, I mean, he's dealt with all sorts of stuff from major to minor. It feels like he misses games almost every year, but he's awesome. I mean, we know how good he is.
He's been
to the Super Bowl before. He's been like the one quarterback in the playoffs that has been able to beat Patrick Mahomes, at least in the AFC. So he's a great
guy. There's always discussions that, oh, it's my attitude. It's not the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals stink. Their ownership has always sucked. It's not your attitude. You're just fine. You get hurt a lot, but it has nothing to do. It's the big, you want out. That's what he wants. He wants out of Cincinnati.
He's become Joe Fool. He's no longer Joe Cool. I mean, stuff he's saying is pretty ridiculous. Like, he's like hinting at retirement. He's hinting at like requesting for a trade. He said yesterday, a lot of crazy things happen every year when he was asked
thanks
about
a lot,
future.
Joe. Hi, Joe. Like, thanks.
Shut up, dude. Like, come on. But I don't know. I mean, maybe he wants out. I won't push back too much about the Bengals being a garbage franchise. They always have been.
Why doesn't he just go around the corner to the Cleveland Browns? They'll try it.
Yeah. Well, look, if Joe Burrow is made available, then plenty of teams going after him. Now, I think Cincinnati would be insane to trade him. You just don't trade a franchise quarterback like that. I don't care what he says at a press conference or how often he might get hurt. Like, he's too good to trade. But obviously, if he is traded, then you better get, you know, think of what the Texans were able to get for Deshaun Watson. And Joe Burrow is more proven and less freaky than Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Like that's the starting point, I think, of a Joe Burrow trade if you're Cincinnati, if he requests out. But again, you do whatever you can to make sure he doesn't request out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's time to start making that guy happy. And, I mean, that's all they've done. They wanted to keep every receiver there. They didn't want to help their defense. So whatever Joe Burrow wanted, he got. And then he gets hurt.
Yeah, then he gets mad.
He plays a game of pickleball with his girlfriend, and he's hurt.
Right. Yeah, that defense used to be great. Now they've fallen apart. That offensive line has really never been great. That's part of the reason why he gets hurt so much.
That guy's been running for his life since he came to Cincinnati.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I don't know. There you go. Fun one to watch. Just a couple of Ohio State kids, Buck. Joe Burrow and Quinn Ewers.
Oh, yeah.
That's where they both became famous in college, I think. But excited for that one. I'm rooting for Quinn. I hope every Longhorn fan roots for Quinn. Even if you were maybe an arch guy last year, I'm pulling for Quinn in the league. He did a lot for Texas, and I'm excited for him to get this opportunity. And let's see what he does in these final 3 weeks of the season.
Speaking of pulling for people, do I need to be pulling for the Aggies and Oklahoma? Who should we be? Just watch the game? Don't really have an interest in. I don't like pulling for Alabama either.
You should never. Root for Oklahoma. And I would argue that you should never, ever, ever root for Texas A&M
over Miami, except for it's Miami.
Unless they're playing Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Look, I don't like Miami. I'm not a fan of them, never have been. And since the Elite Eight in 2022, I've been very angry at Miami.
I think I'm going to have to pull for the Aggies.
Why? Oh, because you're a huge Aggie fan. We know that.
Oh, what? What?
Yeah, you talk about it all the time. Anybody who's listened to the show for more than the first 31 minutes of today knows that you're a closet, not so closet Aggie fan.
Well, I can't root for Miami. I can't root for the U. There's no way. You can't do that. You'll be rooting, you know, in the closet somewhere for the Aggies instead of University of Miami, the Canes.
No, I'm rooting for the Canes. All right. By the way, I'll just think that I'm rooting for their chicken tenders instead of their football team.
No, dude, that
Gordon Canes.
No, the big coach from the Aggies are going to beat the knucklehead from Miami.
Well, let's get into that. Yeah, we'll talk about the playoffs. Yeah, that's, you know, okay, we'll get into that. We'll give some early thoughts on the two playoff games that anybody cares about, which are the first two playoff games of the weekend, by the way. We'll also talk some Texas football, more storylines, another draft declaration for the Longhorns yesterday. This one, not a huge surprise, but it's worth talking about. Before we dive into any of those stories, though, how about our first round of sponsor shout-outs?
Say hello to our friends over at the Lee Kitchen and Tavern in Lakeway, Belterra, Bee Caves, and Avery Ranch. Chef-inspired comfort food for the heart and soul, made from scratch daily, folks. Cobb salad, all-day breakfast. Happy hour from 3 to 6 each and every weekday. And Thursdays, prime to wine. Half-price bottles of wine with your prime rib dinner. And the prime rib there is absolutely delicious. All kinds of savings on single glasses of wine, select beers and cocktails there. Lonnie's Eggnog is available for you right now. The burger of the month is the Steakhouse Burger. Chef specials, of course, shrimp cocktail, Steakhouse Wedge, and the unbelievable sundae that they have. Oh, they've got an ice cream sundae that's magnificent. No, Buck hasn't had it. I did have it last year, but I haven't had it this year. They're Austin owned and operated since 2011, and they use fresh products locally here. They get their produce locally in the Austin and Central Texas area. As I said, love hanging out at the Lee Kitchen and Tavern. Great locations, as I said, Lakeway, Belterra, Bee Cave, and Avery Ranch for the Lee Kitchen and Tavern.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to the league. Also, some love to Covert Bee Cave. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, go see our great friends at Covert Bee Cave. Don't just take our word for it. Take these people's words for it.
I don't have to worry about shopping for mechanics to make sure it's done and done right. I come up here, I'm in, I'm out. They give me a loaner sometimes, and it's hassle-free.
If you have any questions, they'll go ahead and help you out and educate you. They're not just here just to sell you a vehicle. They're here to build a relationship.
They treat you like family, and then they make the experience what you want it to be, not what they want it to be.
Covert, born and raised in Austin.
Where you are always treated like family.
And, of course, our friends over at Sue Patrick, where we'll be next Monday. They've been doing it since 1975, the incredible selection of Texas Longhorn apparel, collectibles. They've got tons of Texas-themed gifts, items, everything that you're looking for the holidays, and more. Caps, polos in all sizes, extra small, small, medium, large, extra large, double X, and triple X for you biggins out there. They got it all at Sue Patrick. Sue Patrick, $59 or more on online orders, free curbside pickup. And folks, plenty of parking space at 5222 Burnett Road. So you don't have to run around for miles and park here and walk there. Get an Uber from your parking space to go into a place to shop. Not at Sue Patrick's. Very simple, very easy for you. The Jelly Cats are there. Boy, they got some kind of cool Jelly Cats. The eggplant is back. The Jelly Cat, the eggplant is back. They've got a new white cloud with legs on it. I got to go. Well, I'll be there Monday, so I may have some last-minute shopping to get done, of course.
You will.
Always at Sue Patrick, for sure. Go to SuePatrick.com for more information, folks.
You know, they don't sell this at Sue Patrick, but I got a hunch we're going to get one of these at Sue Patrick on Monday.
Yes.
Olipop.
You getting creamed this morning?
We're getting creamed. Buck on to Olipop.
Yes, indeed.
Buck on to getting creamed in the morning.
Nice.
Nothing better than that. Shout out to Olipop. Restocked a couple of days ago. This is my favorite flavor, but hey, if you're not a fan of the cream soda, they've got more than 20 different flavors of Olipop to choose from. This is the best soda you will ever have because it tastes like soda. Everybody loves the taste of soda. But unlike the sodas that you've been drinking in the past, this is actually good for you. Prebiotics, plant fibers, botanicals in every single can, ingredients that support good digestive health. It's not like Olipop just isn't bad for you. No, it's actually good for you. You get health benefits every time you drink this. You get taste bud benefits every time you drink this as well. Again, more than 20 flavors to choose from. Y'all see us drink it all the time. Get you some HEB, Costco, Walmart, Target, 7-Eleven, grocery stores, convenience stores all over the world. Next time you shop, make sure you shop Olipop.
Late Bussy just went by. What's that all about?
Ooh. Bussy must have been drinking last night.
Somebody left a kid behind.
Oh, you think it's that? I was thinking the driver was a little hungover this morning, got off to a late start.
They're not used to driving in the sunshine. They missed a kid. That'd probably come back. Mom said, hey, you left him up standing out. He's still standing waiting here.
Dude, if you miss the bus, you got to get your ass to school on your own, don't you?
Yeah, I had that when I was a kid in Bethlehem. The Catholic school was probably about 6 miles away. I've done that. That's just late, and the bus is pulling off, and that dude is never turning back or never stopping a block away. Yeah. Hey, look, there's Bucky. Look at run, Bucky, run. Quite how they, but there, look, there he comes. No, Bussy just kept on going, man. I had to thumb out to school. I've had to thumb to high school before. Didn't have to take the elementary school bus. My house in the alley was right across the street from my Catholic school, so it was just two blocks, and I was at middle school or, you know, from seventh grade on. It was kind of nice. And then I got to high school. I had to start taking the bus. And I missed that bus a few times in the morning.
Sorry, did you just say you thumbed the bus driver a couple of times?
No, I thumbed to school.
You went thumb up to get a ride? That was the trade you made?
That's when you could do that and you didn't have to worry about stranger danger.
I feel like if you put your thumb up there, it's dangerous. No,
thumbing a ride, man. I used to do that all the time. I almost picked up another one the other day. I'm like, I'm going this far. They're going straight ahead. I could drop this person off about 8 or 9 miles from here. But something in me just tells me, just don't do it.
Did you do it?
No.
Yeah.
No, I just don't want to be stabbed or chokehold. You know what I mean?
I don't think any of us want to be stabbed.
I want to be raped by some dude just on his way, you know, to pick up meth. But they just need a ride. They're not everybody's going to try to kill you, I don't believe.
No, not everybody would. But unfortunately, a couple of bad apples have ruined the hitchhiking experience for everyone.
Yes, they have.
Like, I'm kind of bummed. There's a lot of reasons why I'm sad that I wasn't alive before I was. I'm kind of sad that I missed the hitchhiking era. You know?
Dude, that was fun. I'm going to tell you, it was the hitchhiking era, BK, was fantastic. You could do it all over town. And then, you know, I didn't have a car when I was in high school. You know, I didn't have a car until I got out of college, my own car. And, you know, you had to get around the places in your town. And if your buddies weren't going to pick you up, just stuck your thumb out. If you got on the right road, they just drop you off right there. Nobody thought anything of it. Nobody thought you were going to try to manhandle them or anything else. Yeah. You'd get in there, a guy would be with his girl. You sit beside her. You just have a pleasant talk. Now it's like, no, I can tell that person. I can't pick them up. There's no way. Now, I've also had hitchhike where I had to get back in the back of the truck. You know, just jump in the bed. We'll take you to there and just get out. But you're not getting inside the truck.
Is that better?
No, if you need a ride, you don't care.
Right.
The only thing that's not kosher to some people is you can't jump on the back of a motorcycle with another dude.
Can't
and
do
that's
that.
Wrong too. That's no, I don't know that. I only learned that when I got to Texas. That's not allowable. But I'm like, if I got to get somewhere, I'm jumping on the back of a scooter. Can I, like, if we were on an island or something, I can't be in there with swim trunks with a dude.
You're talking Speedo to Speedo?
Yes. No,
can't accept that.
You have to walk the distance then?
You got to walk or wait for somebody with a car to show up. Have you done that before? Have you gotten on the back of a motorcycle with another guy?
In Pennsylvania, I mean, yeah, dirt bike, just messing around, but not going distance on the street where people could actually see me. No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but did you, where were you holding? Where'd you put your hands there?
On the back of the, on the bottom of the seat of the bike.
Oh, so that means you were like leaning forward.
Come on, man.
If you do that, you got to thrust your hips out a little bit forward. So you were.
Is that what this is all about? Homophobia doing this, riding that? Dude, if you need a ride now, I mean, if I need a gas and I had a gas can with me, is that cool? Can you go in the back with a guy? If you're going to get gas for your car, you ran out of gas.
Where are you when this happens?
I'm on the back still.
No, 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 no. Like if you're on a highway and there's hundreds to thousands of cars who are going by, then no, you wait for somebody else to stop.
Yes. But what if I'm out in the country somewhere and dude stops with his motorcycle and says, get on the back, bring your gas can, I'll take you get some gas. No, that's still not acceptable. You got to be kidding me. That is so strange.
Can't accept that.
But I can't go. I can't like go out to Long Island and be on the back with my Speedo on no matter what. Even if you were just having fun at the beach.
No, I don't think you should ever be doing that.
He's got a little moped.
Look, plenty of people do that. That's just not the way I swing, you know? If it's the way you do, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I didn't think you were about that life.
I just once I got here, that whole thing about on the back of a motorcycle with the dude, I'd never heard that before till I got here. I guess they play different games in the Pennsylvania area.
Yeah, too many unwarranted reach arounds down here, I suppose. had people a little nervous. Oh, man, that's good. All right. Hey, speaking of that, the Aggies play this weekend.
Yes.
That's the second college football playoff game. I guess we should go in order. The first one is tomorrow night, Oklahoma hosting Alabama. Of course, it's a rematch of a regular season game that the Sooners won in Tuscaloosa. OU's won two straight against Alabama since joining the SEC. This line has been going back and forth, Buck, but looking at it right now, the Sooners are slight favorites. OU minus 1.5 is what I'm seeing on my four-letter network app right now. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Where are you at with this one?
Well, I want Alabama to win. I don't want OU to win the game, but I don't think Alabama's going to win. I think OU is going to win this game. Don't like what I've seen of Alabama the last two games. Their quarterback's not playing well. Their receiver's not catching balls, and they don't have any run game. And they're going to make this quarterback, who's not played well over the last two football games, BK, totally one-dimensional. They will eat up whatever Alabama's running game looks like, and it looks bad. It looks as bad as their run game, dude, or worse.
This might as well be Army-Navy Part 2.
Yes.
Because the total for this game is 39.5. I mean, yeah. That's what you get with Army-Navy. Like, that is how bad these offenses are, that they are giving them an over-under similar to what we had last weekend with Army-Navy. That's crazy, dude. That is crazy that it's low.
It is.
But I would still lean under.
I'm
thinking this is a 20-17 game, which that's the under right there.
Could be.
So both of these offenses, like you said, they've fallen on some hard times. You were talking about Ty Simpson, the Alabama quarterback who, you know, was a potential top 10 pick in April's NFL draft. Like that guy, we were talking about that guy maybe winning the Heisman a month and a half ago, and he's fallen on some tough times as of late. John Mateer, since the Texas game, has just looked lost out there. And like you said, I mean, look, neither of these teams have a running back with more than 500 yards through 12 games this year. So it's just, I mean, if you like defense, hey, you're going to love tomorrow night because these are two very, very good defenses. But if you like offense, then you might want to watch some high school football instead.
Yeah, you're right. It's not going to be an offensive showing. Like I said, the wide receiver, the sophomore there, who was fabulous as a freshman, just great for Alabama. That guy's done. That guy's like looked so disinterested over the last two games. It looks like he can't wait to get to the year where he can get drafted and get the hell out of Alabama.
Yeah.
And I know they pay that dude a lot of NIL money. And his effort hasn't been there. The quarterback, by the way, hasn't been looking for him at all. So it's and they don't have a runner. And that's, like I said, it's hard to believe that places like Oklahoma, Alabama, and Texas don't have a runner. It's like, really?
Yeah. Going back to Ryan Williams, the receiver you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, he was one of the best receivers in the country as a true freshman last year. Remember, he was only 17 years old. Every game he played. It was like Colt McCoy and Jordan Shipley are roommates. It was like Ryan Williams is 17 years old. It was something every announcer would say 10 times on every broadcast.
And he's like disappeared.
Yeah. Well, we talked about Ryan Wingo a lot yesterday, and I mentioned that Wingo was second in the SEC in drops. He's second to Ryan Williams.
Yeah, that guy dropping the ball. That guy was making incredible catches as a freshman.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I mean, last year he had 865 yards and 8 touchdowns. This year he's at 631 and 4. And again, leaves the conference with those 9 drops. It does look like he's kind of checked out, but he can't go pro after this year. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. He's got to come back. I mean, it looks like he's trying to find a way to get through this till he gets to the NFL. And they're going to be a little skeptical of it. Well, I shouldn't say that. They'll take that dude so talented. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, maybe he's like, yeah, this year doesn't matter that much. Like next year, as long as I put together a really great junior year, yeah, then
that could be it.
It's all a wash what happens this season. I don't know. I mean, just the whole Alabama offense has just not looked right down the stretch. Yeah, Ryan Williams isn't their best receiver. Jeremy Bernard is their best receiver.
Yeah, he goes to number 5. He'll throw the ball to that cat.
Yeah, I like that guy.
And by the way, that dude drops balls too. Yeah. They got some dropsies there.
They do have some dropsies there. Yeah, no, it's not the Alabama offense that we've grown accustomed to seeing in recent years. And I think Alabama's the better football team. I do. I know they're struggling. They're not playing well as of late. But let's not forget what OU did the last time they played a game, right? Like we all, the whole world, because there were so few games in conference championship weekend, saw Alabama get steamrolled by Georgia, right? That was an embarrassing job. The last time Oklahoma played, the week before, they needed a miracle touchdown on a coverage bust to beat a crappy LSU team at home with no coach. So they've got their issues too. And that first game they played in Tuscaloosa, Alabama outgained OU by 200 yards. The reason OU won, they had an 87-yard pick 6, and they had, you know, 3 takeaways, and Alabama had 0. And their kicker made like 18 50-yard field goals in that game.
That's right.
So I don't know, man. Like early on, I was all Oklahoma on this game, but I think Alabama's a better team. And at some point, that has to matter. Didn't matter last year when they played. Didn't matter this year when they played.
They need to play like they're the better team.
They do, and they have it. All that matters is winning the game, right? And they have found a way to beat Oklahoma. But I'm starting to lean Alabama with this one. But I don't think either of these teams beats Indiana. And I'm still not that bought in on the Hoosiers. I would
agree with you on this. The Hoosiers will score on both of these teams.
Yeah, I just don't trust either of these offenses enough. Again, OU's defense is elite. I think Alabama's defense is borderline elite, but I don't think either of these offenses are good enough to beat the number one team in America.
Well, in the scuttlebutt, I believe if Kalen DeBoer loses this game, he may bail out.
That's the big storyline too, right? Like, I think Michigan is waiting. You know, they've interviewed one person, by the way. You know the one formal interview Michigan has held for their coach opening, Buck?
Somebody that's
on their staff. I didn't ask who wasn't the interview. I asked who was. You would have had it right if you believed in yourself.
I don't know. Was it Sharon from the jail cell or something?
No, Biff. Biff Poggi.
Biff did get an interview. Well, yeah, they had to have somebody be the interim coach. So you got to bring them in and say, hey, would you like this job for a couple of weeks? Because you won't have it after that.
Right. They gave him a real interview for the real job.
Unless you win the national championship, you're not going to have this job. So win a couple games, maybe we'll keep you on the staff, and maybe not.
It'd be tough for Michigan to win the national championship considering they're playing Texas in the Cheez-It Bowl.
No, I'm sorry. That's right. They are not into that deal. Hey, how about if you win the Cheez-It Bowl?
Maybe.
No, they're not keeping it. That's the last guy on their list.
I think you're right. Like they'd like Kalen DeBoer more, but if they get told no by Kalen DeBoer, if Kenny Dillingham at Arizona State says no, if, I don't know, Jed Fish at Washington says no, which I don't think he would, but if like all of their top guys are good.
If Wake Forest wanted to leave and take it, they'd take him before they'd take this this dude that they have. This guy is the last guy on. He's the last guy on the list.
I read
besides
a report.
The head coach of Lehigh.
I read this report of from a Michigan insider yesterday. It said, quote, the former Charlotte head coach has secured backing from major donors and stabilized the program during turbulent times.
Boy.
While Pogge clearly ranks below Michigan's primary targets, influential donors will push for his permanent appointment if top candidates fall through.
As I said, he's the last on the list. If a bunch of them fall through the cracks, through the door, fall off the building, he's the last guy.
Here's what happens for Biff Pogge to get the job. Alabama wins on Friday, so Kalen DeBoer's out. Kenny Dillingham just uses the Michigan job for a raise at Arizona State. A couple other guys say no. Then Michigan beats a linebackerless Texas team and convinces themselves that that's some really, really impressive win. And boom, there you go. Biff Tannen from Back to the Future is the new head coach.
Oh, no way.
The Michigan Wolverines. No. I'm almost rooting for it now. I don't want Texas to lose.
They're calling the coach at South Lake Carroll and saying, hey, would you like this Michigan job? And there'll be assistants and OCs that will leave their newly appointed places to take that job anytime.
Yeah, Michigan. Now, Biff Pogge, by the way, was the head coach at Charlotte the last 2 years. He got fired for that job. Not for cause. Well, the cause was his team sucked. They were 6-16. He was 6-16 as a head coach at Charlotte. Got the axe, and now he's the first interview for the permanent Michigan coaching job.
Yeah, the closest Tom Brady has a better chance of being the head coach at Michigan than the guy who's head coaching him right now.
Could Brady do that? He's already owning an NFL team. He's calling games for an NFL team, or for a lot of NFL teams. Could he also be the head coach at Michigan?
Show up on Saturdays and coach him up like Ricky wanted to do?
Yeah.
It's not like Incarnate Word.
I don't know if they'd allow him to do that, but if they'd allow anyone to do that, it would be.
Yeah, the GOAT would be able to do it.
TB12. What about the Aggies in Miami Saturday morning? That's the 11 a.m. game. That maybe helps Miami that they get a day game in College Station, but that atmosphere is going to be insane.
Oh my goodness.
At Kyle Field on Saturday. What do you think about that one?
Well, I mean, I like Texas A&M in that game. After what we saw them the last time they played, I think they'll play better. I think it'll be close enough. You're going to see some really talented wide receivers on both sides. Miami's got that young freshman that is absolutely outstanding.
Yeah,
I think they'll get after the quarterback. The Aggies got to play better defense. They got to get after the quarterback a little bit better because you can rattle back. I mean, you can make him do some things, throw the ball to you. But I think the Aggies will win that game.
Yeah, I think you can rattle both of these quarterbacks, honestly. Sure. I think Miami's a better team. I do. I just don't.
But you like the other coach better. You like the Aggie coach better than you do Miami's guy who's going to screw it up somehow.
Exactly. Like, I don't know how much I trust Mike Elko in big games. We haven't seen him in a ton of big games. The biggest game he's had at A&M was here in Austin, and he lost. Like, and his team got kind of pummeled down the stretch in that game. So I don't know if he's a great big game coach, but I do know that Mario Cristobal is not a great big game coach.
Yeah, you know that. We know that he'll
like. I think Carson Beck is better than Marcel Reed. Like, I think Miami's defense is really good. I think top to bottom, the Hurricanes have a better roster than Texas A&M does. I just don't know if I trust their coach.
The receivers that Texas A&M have, they're still good.
They're good. Yeah, of course. I mean, A&M's super talented too. Like, you don't go 11-1. I don't care that you had a super easy SEC schedule. That obviously helps, but you go 11-1 in this conference. Yeah, you've got to be a pretty good team. But I don't know. I mean, I think Miami can match them with talent. I don't think there's a major gap between them two. And again, I think Miami has more talent than A&M does.
I like A&M by a touchdown.
Okay. Yeah, that line right now is
more than a field goal.
That line right now is 3.5. So it's
I like them win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning with the U on that one, but I know I'm gonna come back on Monday and be kicking myself for calling my cousin to bet on Mario Cristobal in a game that means something.
Yeah, but I think you're right about Bama. 17-13, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't, I'd like to root for OU because I think OU, because it's at home and they've had their number lately. And what I've seen of Alabama, I'd like to say OU, this is strictly on, I can't root for OU, period. That's all it is.
Yeah, you should never root for OU.
No, it just, I can't do it. You can pick
Oklahoma to win if you think they're going to win. That doesn't mean you're rooting for OU, but you shouldn't be ever rooting for the Sooners.
I can't let the people down. The people need money. The new year's coming up. 2026 just around the corner. I want to start them out in a really nice way here at the end of this football season.
You got some bowl games tonight, and you've got an NFL game tonight. Would you like
to? I believe I let the Blue Hens go by last night.
I tried to. I asked you yesterday if you wanted to bet on the give your staff infection bowl, whatever the hell it was.
Dude, I couldn't tell what that was all about. What was the staff infection bowl anyway? I mean, what is it? They had commercials, but the same commercials come up anyway now.
Yeah, it was a staff cure DNA bowl.
I don't
know. Staff DNA cure bowl. And you know who was on the call of that game, right? My God, I turned it on, and the first voice I heard was this.
Was that Fozzie, wasn't it?
Fozzie was the color commentator last night for Old Dominion's win over South Florida.
I wonder if you wore that outfit.
The entire time, I'm like hearing this voice. I'm like, oh, my God. All I can think about is this damn picture. What are the odds? Like, we literally talked about this yesterday on the show. Then I got to listen to Fozzie, who does a great job, obviously. I love Fozzie. He's a friend of ours. But I couldn't get that image out of my freaking head as he's calling this give your staff infection bowl game.
Yeah, what if he rolled in the stadium with that gear on? Like the players roll in?
He does the Chris Collinsworth slide into the booth with this thing on.
Yeah.
Sliding in. All of a sudden, a bunch of little kids come out from under him.
Wow.
Have some questions if he was doing that out.
I mean, what do we got? Who do we have tonight? What bowl game is?
Well, you've got a great NFL game with the Rams in Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Oh, that's 11-3 at 11-3, and maybe the winner of that wins the NFC West. Tonight, you've got just one bowl game. It is the, I think you've heard of this company, Buck, the Xbox Bowl.
Oh, okay.
With Missouri State and Arkansas State.
Wow. That just tells me there's way too many bowls.
Come on, man. Support the kids. Give them a chance to go right out into the sunset.
Well, I'll do that at the end of the show. I'll give a couple of those.
I bet they're getting a free Xbox or something for playing in this game.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt they're getting all the games they want.
By the way, this game is going to be played in the state of Texas at the Ford Center, which is the practice facility for the Dallas Cowboys.
Up in Frisco,
yep. Which they played some high school games up there. I mean,
they hold a full 30,000 up there. That should be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty small venue, which I don't think you need a huge venue for Mo State and Ark State.
No.
But that is your one bowl game tonight. But again, I mean, the NFL game is the one you should be watching. That's going to be a really good one. Rams at Seahawks. See if Davante Adams plays for L.A. there.
I can imagine them saying, no, we're not going to even take this chance.
And Sean McVay had a kid. Well, he didn't have a kid. His wife had a kid this week.
Is that their second?
Second kid. And he's like, wow, you talk about a rough week to have a child. The short week.
Yeah, I think he's playing a huge game. He's like banging them out by the year, I believe. That's his second one. He's been married for about 2 years or 3 years. So he's trying to. He's trying to get himself a little football team or a basketball team at least.
I think he's 39 years old, so I don't know if he's quite at the banging it out by the year stat there.
Yeah, like you got to be careful with that.
Been married since 2022, so that's two kids in almost 4 years.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, going quick right there. I mean, have you seen his spouse?
She's pretty.
I would be doing the same thing that he's doing.
Yes.
Make sure I'm locking that thing down, you know?
Yeah, he's staying in the gym because he gets a little buffed.
Yeah, you're right. Good-looking coach, that Sean McVay. You would definitely get on the back of his motorcycle.
Oh, come on now.
You would.
You know what? He stays in good shape because when he calls timeout, he's always on a dead sprint. And he wants everybody to see him go down the sideline.
Oh, he's not doing that to try to get the ref's attention. No, he's doing that.
There's certain young coaches that like to get on that sprint. You don't ever see Andy Reid flying down the sideline.
No.
Trying to call timeout.
he can't. I don't think he's capable of doing that. And then start seeing like cheeseburgers fall out of his pant leg if he does it, which will be the greatest bid ever.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. All right. So there you go. Some early thoughts on the playoff. We'll chop it up with Lee Sterling at 8:40. We'll get his expert picks on these playoff games and also some of the other bowl games. And we'll talk Texas, Michigan with Lee as well. We got some Texas football news to get into, a couple of funny stories to talk about as well. But before we dive into anything else, Buck, how about another round of sponsor shout outs?
The folks at Relax the Back embrace a holistic approach for a healthier lifestyle, and my back couldn't be happier. I love this Relax the Back chair, folks, that I'm sitting in my office here for over 20 years. Love the chair, and they can help you feel good too. If you got neck, shoulder, back, thoracic, lumbar, hip area, you need to go see our friends over at Relax the Back. Not only do they have select massage chairs, of course, adjustable mattress sets, Tempur-Pedic pillows and mattresses, human scale office chairs, desks, and all the accessories. It's about the accessories too. If you don't want to sit around at your home, but you want to take, if you're going to the golf course, if you're sitting in your car, the accessories that they have at Relax Back, it's going to make your body feel fantastic. Two great locations in B Caves at the Hill Country Gallery across the street from Whole Foods, and in North Austin at the Gateway Shopping Center right across the street from the Container Store. Live pain-free like the Buck at Relax the Back.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to go see them today. I'm just going to buy something. I don't know what it is. Like, my back isn't hurting too much. I'm just going to buy something to make my life a little more comfortable today.
You need the vibrating ball. Find out about the ball.
I don't want your vibrator, man.
It's the vibrating ball is awesome.
I don't want anyone.
You can put it under your hamstrings, BK, while you're sitting around, and that thing feels great.
Mm.
Yeah, don't neglect your hamstrings, or put it on your belly there. You know, your six pack, just sit it there and let that thing vibrate. Don't neglect your core.
The only six pack I have is the Altstadt beer.
Right? There you go.
Shout out to Altstadt beer, a perfect segue right there. Oh man, the weekend's almost here, but it's Thursday. The weekend's arrived. The holiday season is here. No one's working or doing anything. Anyways, enjoy yourself with some Altstadt beer. We mentioned it. Great Thursday night football game tonight. Then the playoff starts this weekend. You got tons of great college hoops going on. You got NBA going on. You got the NHL going on. A lot of great sports happenings, plus the holiday parties, plus we're a week away from Christmas. Altstadt is perfect for any occasion. If you want to show up with something cool for your holiday parties, boom. If you're looking for that secret Santa gift, boom. If you're looking for a stocking stuffer last minute for the beer drinker in your life, how about a six-pack of Altstadt? This stuff is fantastic. And if you got family in town and you're like, God, I got to get out of the house. I don't want y'all destroying my place for a week. How about a trip to the Altstadt Brewery this weekend? Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous here in Central Texas. Short drive down to Fredericksburg. It's a gorgeous drive, and you could go spend a lot of time there. They've got live music. They've got great food, tons of samples of their beer, the indoor and the outdoor beer garden. So much to do. I'm telling you, Altstadt beer is the best beer there is. The Altstadt Brewery, a great day trip that you could make. This stuff is awesome. Get you some the next time you're at a grocery store, a liquor store, or at your favorite bars and restaurants around town. It is Altstadt beer. No impurities, no regrets.
Thank you so much to the Kellner family, Mr. and Mrs. Kellner. Thank you for the Christmas card. I love that Christmas card. It checks every box. Catholics, Jewish people, and Hanukkah. It gets everyone. Your mom doesn't miss that, because I know your dad didn't send that out.
No chance.
That's all from your mom. No chance.
My dad probably has no idea that
that even went out. Oh yeah. He took a picture sometime, but I'll just say this. Thank you so very much. And like it gets all the holidays. It gets everybody involved, like the ones that you take off. You don't just take the Jewish holidays, you take everybody's too.
Yeah.
I'm sure MLK is going to be awaiting your arrival too. For his holiday.
What, for me to die? Like, we're going to hang out?
No, for you to have off.
Oh, of course. Year. I'm going to pay my respects to Dr. King.
There you go.
My favorite doctor of all time.
Yes.
Besides yes. Doolittle.
You don't miss any of them, but thank you very much.
That's great.
It's good for me. I appreciate that.
Glad you got it. Hey, speaking of great holiday gifts, how about audiovisual consultations?
Oh, yeah.
Chopped it up with our guy, Tom McKay. Yesterday, man, Tom every year goes to New York. He does Christmas right. He goes, sees a bunch of Broadway shows. He hangs out in the city for a little bit. That's going to be a great time for him. But he's not stopping his work, and his crew is not stopping their work either. So if you're looking for a great holiday gift, audiovisual consultations, they're the people to call. upgrade your home TV setup. They do big screens, they do small screens, they do projectors, they do surround sound speakers, sound bars. They also do whole home lighting and surveillance cameras and heated floors for your bathroom. Like, seriously, anything you could think of technology-wise that can elevate your home to another level this holiday season and into the new year. Audiovisual Consultations can hook you up because they've been hooking up Central Texans since 1988. All you have to do is give them a call, 512-255-8678. Find out more online, avconsultations.com.
And our good friends over at Woods Comfort Systems, they're coming today. I have an appointment. This is getting ready to go into the new year when they do it twice a year. This one, they've already come. This one is for 2026. They want to get a jump start on it, and I'm fine with it. They'll come and check out the filters, make sure everything's ready. So if it does get cold, but it's not getting cold anytime soon, folks. Next week is going to be beautiful in the 70s. I think Christmas is like 75, so they're going to check out the air conditioning system. They're going to check out the heating system. And right now, I have no trouble with the plumbing. But the holiday season is just around the corner. So when I get my ice cream going, who knows what could happen in that bathroom. But Woods Comfort System does it all, folks. They bring their technicians out twice a year. As I said, they make sure your heating, your air conditioning system is working properly. And if you got problems with plumbing, trust in them also when it comes to that. Close to 70 years in Central Texas, nobody does it better than Woods Comfort Systems.
Amen to that. WoodsComfortSystems.com for more information.